You're listening to the Save the Marriage Podcast. Your marriage can be saved and strengthened if you have the right information. Join Dr. Lee Baucom as he explores ways for you to improve your relationship and your life, starting right now.
Let's talk a little bit about reverse psychology. I often hear that when people start looking for different ways of saving their relationship, and I have them coming to me saying, hey, what about this whole reverse psychology thing? Don't you think it'll work? And that's because there are some resources out there that have proposed that you can stop a divorce by using reverse psychology. The question is, does it really work? We live in a world full of hints and tricks and tips, and we're all looking for that little thing that's going to unlock it. And those hints and tips and tricks are great if you're trying to boil an egg better or maybe keep a wire from fraying or something like that. They are not so useful when you're looking for a hint or a tip or trick on how to do something major in your life. The thing is, we as humans almost have this pathological desire for something that's easy. And I'm describing something here different than simple. There are a lot of simple things that explain things very well, but easy is the danger where it happens very easily. Why do we want things so easy? Well, we always are looking for that trick that just keeps us from having to change. And unfortunately, we want it to come so easily that we don't even have to look at why we're there at the same place, why we're there at the same stuck point over and over. We want to get what we want without having to actually make any true changes in our life. Well, that's the problem. That doesn't work. And the reason it doesn't work is because it keeps us on the same place trying to play with it. It's kind of like having a card up your arm, right? You can pull it out and you play that hand and you might get a little ahead, but do you ever really win? Think about all of those places where we fall into the trap of the easy answer. Lose weight quick with eating the same food you've always wanted to eat. Now, we know in our rational mind that that's not possible, but wow, that sounds pretty cool. If I could just lose weight and still eat all the crappy stuff that I've been eating, that'd be pretty cool. Or how about get rich quick? You know, you can make money in your sleep and you don't have to do anything. Maybe you just have to visualize a little bit, or maybe just have to give somebody a little bit of money and they'll do it for you. And on and on it goes. And wow, that sounds pretty tempting because we all want to get rich without having to put any effort into it. And we even probably tell everybody about what good things we would do if we could just get rich and also make it easy, right? Make it something that we don't have to really change for. We don't have to really put in that hard work. How does that usually work? Usually you lose the money. How about learning foreign languages overnight? You know, that's the one where you listen to the tapes and you sleep on it and it seeps into your unconscious. And well, if you've ever watched the studies of that, that doesn't work either. You wake up perhaps having had some really strange dreams, but since you're not practicing speaking, nothing really is changing in there anyway. Or how about that hypnotize anyone? And it's a simple, easy trick, right? You just say the right words or look at them a certain way, not realizing that those who really are trained hypnotists spend years getting that technique down. We all want to just have that easy answer. How about this? Easy to get six packs. Well, if it were so easy, we wouldn't watch people working so hard to do it and see how few people do it. The secret of a six pack is simple. It's getting your body fat down to about 9% or less. That's simple. Not easy. In fact, for many people, it's almost impossible, but we still see that constantly. If you look on the internet, you'll see plenty of offers for the easy with dealing with things that really take significant change. And that's true with saving your marriage. Even though there are plenty of resources you will find out there that will tell you that you can change it. So what's the easy answer that's often given for that? Oh, reverse psychology. In fact, I've had many people come to me and ask, well, why can't I just use reverse psychology? And my response is, you can. It just won't work. You're welcome to try it. It just won't work. And I know that because I've watched how many times it's failed, upset a spouse, and ended up with the situation being in a worse place than it was before. But you can certainly do that if you want. You're welcome to give it a try. But it's kind of like the no contact rule. If it sounds too good to be true, It's too good to be true. If you have some real clear theory of how you're going to change, that's a different matter. But reverse psychology, it's not a theory of how you're going to change. It's how you're going to trick your spouse into not going through with something. Now, will it work a little bit? Yeah, I'll tell you in just a minute how. So what is reverse psychology? Well, reverse psychology is when you tell someone to do exactly what you don't want them to do, or tell them to not do exactly what you do want them to do. And so they do the opposite. It's just the nature. If you're talking to kids, you say, don't touch that wall. Well, they'll touch the wall. Don't eat that candy. Well, they'll eat the candy. That's the nature of that reverse psychology. I grew up on the Brer Rabbit tales, and one of them, Rabbit's been caught by the bear and the fox, and they are ready to cook him. And so they're walking down the path, and the rabbit decides to use reverse psychology. And he says, you know, you can do whatever you want to me. If you want to eat me, that's fine. I don't care. If you want to cook me, that's fine. I don't care. If you want to skin me, that's fine. I don't care. Just don't throw me in the briar patch. And the fox and the bear look at each other and they say, we'll do whatever we want. And the rabbit says, oh, you do whatever you want. You can eat me. You can cook me. You can skin me. Just don't throw me in that briar patch. Well, fox and bear are pretty upset by this point, and so they grab him and they throw him right in the middle of the briar patch. Now, the rabbit knows that once he gets in that briar patch, there is no way the fox or the bear are going to catch him again, because he knows his way through the briar patch and he's low to the ground and he can avoid all the briars. They can't. That's reverse psychology. If you say to a child, whatever you do, don't eat those green beans on your plate, and they'll gobble them up just to prove you wrong. But they'll do it with a laugh because it's kind of a game. And that's the thing about reverse psychology. If you get rid of the cartoons where it seems to work for the bunnies and the rabbits, right, including Bugs Bunny, if you get rid of all those places and you get to the real world, reverse psychology doesn't work so well because it gets us into a different place. So will it work? Yes. Will it work well? Absolutely not. It works best on kids because they're willing to play the game, and it is a short-term solution. Getting that child to eat the green beans on their plate that night is different than getting them to fall in love with green beans for the rest of their life and eat them every day. It's also felt to be kind of a low cost. And so when somebody feels like it's a low cost, like that child sitting there eating the green beans, well, big deal to eat the green beans. Yeah, they don't really like green beans, but they'll do it, and partly do it just to prove you wrong. But that's different than dealing with an adult. It's a whole different matter to try to get an adult to follow reverse psychology. So here's the little trick that people have talked about using with reverse psychology. Whatever your spouse says, agree with it. Our marriage is in shambles. Yes, you're right. Our marriage is in shambles. And I'm going to get a divorce. Oh, you should get a divorce. And then suddenly in midstream, they're going to stop. And they're going to turn to you and say, I know I don't want a divorce. That's the myth of reverse psychology. And part of the reason it has a shade of truth to it is because if you're like most people, you have been struggling together through this marriage thing for a while. So when suddenly you don't keep fighting, it catches the other person off guard. The problem is they might decide that now you're on board with them. So they say, fine, let's get a divorce. And you say, and suddenly they're right, you're on board with me, right? So you've been fighting this all along. And then finally you agree with them. Fine, let's go get a divorce. If you want a divorce, let's go do that. You're hoping that they're going to turn around and do the opposite. And instead, all they do is say, wow, you finally see we need to do this. Then what do you say? Now that you've lied, now that you have agreed with them in a lie, how do you turn that around and say, no, that's not what I meant? But that's exactly the space that many people walk themselves right into trying to use reverse psychology. They agree to things they don't agree with. They've agreed to a divorce they don't want. They've agreed to whatever the spouse wants as an attempt to slow it down. Will it slow it down? Maybe for a good 5 minutes while your spouse looks at you confused and wonders why you're not arguing. And then they get right back going towards where they want to. So what do you do instead? Well, there are a lot of things you can do instead. But reverse psychology puts you down a link already. You already got to prove it. But what if you were to do something else? instead of doing the reverse psychology where you're trying to not really change, what if you actually corrected the underlying issues that are disrupting your relationship? What if instead of looking for the tips, the tricks, the hints, the little psychological warfare, you actually said, you know what? We're here in a troubled relationship because things aren't where they need to be. By definition, that's the case. If things were where they needed to be, you wouldn't be at that place. And so what if you were to decide that instead of trying to fool the other person, instead of trying to play a game with the other person, trying to find some short little shortcut that's going to solve it for you, what if you actually committed to changing? What if you actually committed to changing the relationship? Now, I'm not saying that you argue that with your spouse, but within you. What if you, sitting here, standing here, whatever you're doing, walking around, exercising, what if you said to yourself, I've got to get to a different place. I've got to help us get to a different place. Not I've got to fool my spouse into staying, but I've got to get to a different place in our marriage. I've got to get to a place where our relationship is treasured by both of us and where I'm really, truly showing up to this. So instead of playing the mind games that are so tempting, and let me just tell you that every easy answer is going to be a mind game, and every easy answer that pulls you in because it sounds so good is because you're not going to have to change, you just have to apply the trick. But what if you set that aside and said, no, this is for real. I want a relationship we both are going to treasure and hold on to and protect. I want a relationship where we are at our best together. We are, each of us as individuals, at our best, and then both of us together at our best. What if you commit to that? Instead of looking for the easy answer, you look for a simple answer. Easy and simple are very different words. When I named my book, How to Save Your Marriage in 3 Simple Steps, I never said 3 easy steps. I said simple steps. It's very straightforward. About connecting with your spouse and changing yourself and creating a new path for your relationship. Those are the 3 steps. They are simple, meaning it's direct. It's boiled down to its essence. It's not easy. It takes effort. It takes change. It takes growth. It takes challenge. But it doesn't take a mind game. If you are interested in finding a mind game to play, if you're interested in some little technique that'll fool your spouse, you probably aren't going to be at all interested in what I have to say because I am so adamant that that is not the direction you need to go. Those little tricks and techniques and hints are exactly why a relationship is where it is. It hasn't gotten what it's needed. It hasn't been nurtured in the right way. The growth hasn't happened along the way. Now something has to change. The easy answer? Well, that's reverse psychology. The simple answer? Well, that's about change and connecting. And creating a new direction for your relationship. That's what will make the difference. So what if you were actually to commit to correcting the underlying issues? What if you were actually committed to changing yourself? Now, let me just say as kind of a footnote that I'm not saying there's anything wrong with you. I'm not saying that there's some deep disturbance within you. I am saying that all of us get stagnant. I include myself at the top of that list, that we all can grow stagnant and that we all need to change to a different place. We all need to find a different way to be in our lives, no matter where we are. At every stage, there's something that's calling us forward. And when we get stagnant, we get stuck. And when we get stuck, we're not particularly attractive to a spouse and we're not particularly able to move to the next levels of the relationship. So what if you actually committed to changing yourself? And what if you committed to treating your spouse as an equal, as mature, as capable, as able to make good thoughts, as not needing to be tricked, as not needing to be manipulated, but somebody you want to team with? You see, what happens in these rare cases where this reverse psychology takes place for a little bit is eventually the person realizes they've been fooled. And when they realize they've been fooled, then you begin to be the one who made them a fool. And if you've made them a fool, you've downgraded them. You've downgraded the relationship. You've downgraded yourself in the process. You've not treated them like an adult, not as an equal, not as a mature person capable of joining with you. And so while you might get a couple of minutes of reprieve, maybe even a couple of days of reprieve, It's not going to turn around what needs to be turned around. What if you were to set aside the easy answer and go for something that's simple, but it's going to take some effort, take some change, calls you to being the best person you can be? My guess is that's the way you're going to save your relationship. If you decide to use an easy technique, I wish you well. If you're ready to step into something that has some directness to it, deals with those underlying issues, cause you to be the best person you can be, let me invite you to grab my Save the Marriage system. That is the platform that's going to help you understand what really went wrong in your relationship, what really needs to change in your relationship, and how you need to change, how you need to step up into that relationship. When you find that, you'll realize that that's the path to saving your relationship. I've got a link to a couple of podcasts just below that you're going to read about those other places where you can act like it's the good idea, like the no contact rule. You're going to find out why that doesn't work and find a link to the Save the Marriage system. Let me just invite you to give that direct path a try. Find the simple answer. And if you find yourself trying to find the easy answer, trust me, it won't be. This is Lee Balcom wishing you the best as you work to save your marriage.
You've been listening to Save the Marriage podcast. For more information and help, please visit us at SaveTheMarriage.com.